After months since the last update on the Lemoyne Point Farm, a court date has been set to discuss the future of the property. The waterfront property at 2000 Front Road, known to many as the Lemoyne Point Farm, has been in limbo since longtime owner Mary Fraser died in 2022. Fraser's will gives the city an option to purchase the property on a number of terms, including keeping the property zoned for rural use as far as possible. The city has had an interest in the property for several years, according to a statement sent to CFRC. The city released their very first public statement on the property in August 2024, sharing that they were negotiating with Fraser's estate trustees. With disagreements on how to interpret parts of Fraser's will, the estate trustees applied to the Ontario Superior Court of Justice for advice. After a 15-minute video conference on Tuesday, with representatives of the estate of Mary Fraser and the City of Kingston present, a full-day hearing in Toronto has been scheduled for February 17, 2026. The Save Lemoyne Point Farm Group, a group of advocates that have been discussing the future of the property since Fraser passed in 2022, also hired a lawyer and were present as observers at the hearing on Tuesday. The group hopes to maintain a presence throughout the negotiation and advocate for the property remaining undeveloped and open for community use. Member of the Save Lemoyne Point Farm Group, Jim Biaggi, spoke with CFRC and shared what the group knows about the city's plans.
I think we've known all along that the city is very interested to purchase the property, and they do have, from our interactions with various levels of the city, they do have an interest to maintain the property in some non-developed future. So whether that's parkland or farm or some sort of public use. So our understanding is that the city has the intent to retain roughly the current status of the farm with respect to its designation. If it retains a rural designation, that means it could be used for public access, for farming, for education, indigenous applications possibly, but would exclude a move for commercial or residential development. One of the issues, though, that the Save Lemoyne Point Farm Group has raised with the city and with the estate is the ability for the farm status, once purchased, to remain in perpetuity, and we don't have that assurance at this point.
When asked for comment, the city responded stating, quote, "A connected and accessible waterfront and increasing opportunities for urban farming are cornerstones of the City of Kingston's waterfront master plan and strategic priorities. The city recognizes the importance of respecting Ms. Fraser's intentions, as well as the significance of the property's natural and cultural heritage to Kingston residents, and is committed to continuing to work to advance its interpretation of Ms. Fraser's will." Biaggi shared what the Save Lemoyne Point Farm Group hopes to see from the city as they pursue the property.
So beyond avoiding development on the land, we'd like to see the Kingston community brought in to define what the future would look like for the farm. So whether that be parkland or public access or farming or indigenous applications isn't... we're not defining specifically what that should look like, but we want to make sure that the community is involved in the final decisions about the farm, and to hope that if it does become some part of the city that has public access, that it be retained in a longer term than just several years, there's been some talk about a 40-year. Lease on the property, which to us isn't a definition of perpetuity.
The city ended their statement with, quote, "The city appreciates the input of community organizations and residents, and remains open to hearing from community members who share the vision of protecting this unique part of Kingston's waterfront and history." While the hearing is still 9 months away and details of the negotiation have not been disclosed, Biaggi noted the group's optimism surrounding the future of the property.
Although it's still another 9 months away, we're very happy to see that that there is movement, and these next 9 months will include some initial negotiations between the parties before the hearing. So we hope to be involved in that, and I'm optimistic of our involvement and of our relationship within this application process, at least as observers for the time being.
This has been Christina Lurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.